Winter weather has come to most of the Midwest in the last couple of days. We're going to see that continue as we deal with some cold temperatures and some occasional snow today in the eastern portions of the region. In the last 24 hours, we've seen widespread precipitation occur across a big part of the Midwest, and a lot of that has occurred as snow, and the snow accumulations of 2 to 6 inches have been fairly common from portions of northeast or eastern Iowa and the southeastern corner of Minnesota over to Michigan. We've seen snow reach all the way down into Illinois and as far east as Ohio this morning. So there's plenty of opportunity here to protect our winter wheat crop against some colder weather that's obviously settled into the region. Temperatures across the Midwest have turned quite a bit cooler, with readings this morning in the single digits and teens for the most part of the region. And there will likely be only a minor amount of warming during the course of the day today. We'll see those afternoon temperatures struggling to get up into the 20s and 30s across parts of the region. In fact, the upper parts of the Midwest, where temperatures are below zero this morning, will likely struggle to get into the teens. So it's going to be a winter day across the Midwest, something we haven't seen a lot of this year, and we're likely to see a lot more of, I think, as we move forward in time. The odds are fairly good that we're going to encounter some more precipitation as well, especially in the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest. This is part of a pattern change that we've been expecting for a while, where we fall back into a more frequent precipitation environment like we saw in November and December. The first storm system that's likely to bring a greater amount of precipitation to the eastern Midwest will likely occur as we get into early next week. Probably Monday and Tuesday, we'll see widespread snow and rainfall again occurring in the area from the Delta into the eastern Midwest. The precipitation totals at that time will vary widely, but we will end up with some significant snowfall again occurring across some areas from parts of Iowa into Michigan, perhaps. And rain will occur further to the south and maybe change over to snow briefly before ending. Colder air will be pooling up in Canada in a major way, and some of that cold air is going to settle down into the northern plains and the upper parts of the Midwest as we get into the early to middle part of next week. In fact, most of next week will probably be quite cold across the northern parts of the Midwest, and the temperatures will be cold enough to raise some concern over any wheat that's produced in northern areas. I don't believe there's going to be very much of it that's going to be left exposed to the bitter cold temperatures, but if there are any pockets out there that are snow-free, for instance, the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, we're going to have to put down some snow before we get involved with the bitter cold in order to protect crops from being damaged. Extreme lows will likely drop into the negative 20s and negative 30s across the Canadian prairies, and probably a negative 20s in North Dakota and northern Minnesota as we get into next week. I don't think the cold will get too far to the south. I see no threat to U.S. hard red winter wheat, and I don't see any threat to the U.S. soft wheat crops. It will be cool, but not cold enough in those areas to create an issue. And it looks like the forecast in South America today continues to look relatively good. We're going to find that some of the heavier rains that have been developing overnight and last night in portions of interior southern Brazil will continue today into Saturday. We'll likely see some pretty hefty amounts of rain, bringing some relief to the drier biased areas in Paraná, portions of Santa Catarina, northern Rio Grande do Sul, and these areas will likely be able to coast for a little while without any additional rain on the rains that do occur in this next 24-hour period. There will not be any excessive heat in Argentina or Brazil for a while. Temperatures will likely be seasonable to actually a little cooler than usual in some locations. That will help to conserve the moisture that has recently occurred and help keep crops in relatively good shape. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.